Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Set it back to Zoom.
Say again.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. You're the only one.
Okay. So, should we move on till tomorrow?
It's only a few minutes after 10 or after 9, so normally I wait 10 minutes, so let's wait to see if anybody else comes of activities.
Right.
Miranda, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bacoa. Anna Bacoa, Gedula Chimincha, Dati.
Le'arata le'shem yud hei b'vav hei
Be'yehuda shalim v'kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Berichu Koma Deaved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Bardash Ledachia Leia Mine Yaulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Big Shot Inun Wikola It's the Reef Be Alma The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser. There are three verses that we study that have concealed within them the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet. Each of the letters of these name of this name in each verse is separated by two letters each. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imadele lo tishbe'u li, ve'asafti li'asra echem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse is from Isaiah, it's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatata. Al mishened hakane. Haratzut haze. Al mitzrayim asher yisameh. Yishalav uvab v'kapo. Unkava kein paro, melech mitzrayim lekol habodhim balav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Uegam ani hecheleti hakotecha. Hashme malchato techa. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that have connected this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar Ahoti Utlabev Leene Shite Levivot Vievre Miada. The second verse that we study connecting to the year 5778 is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati od yacha wawoni lokisiti amarti ode ale peshai ladonayohe wahe weatanasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777 is the year of the wake-up, as well as the year of the goat. There are two verses also connecting this verse. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So saduni katsipor oyevaychinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create satskia, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have iryam, which translates as a sea of tenants. There is a second verse that comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshinayin Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to it. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lahashit et kol ha'olot v'yahaskum. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Tama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru. Udu Mikol Hamachavoiya Asher Yitzabe Sham Washavtem Eilael Nachon Wehalati Yitzem Wechayayim Yeshno Varetz Vihipasti O Tobikol Alfe Yehuda. The third is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael umtati v'shakam ta'ta v'lo yirgaz. We're going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we do this by saying each name, the letters of each name out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mem heshi lalahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe hea yozala mebe he he reyo he kome la awaka layo la wawa pe he la. Nu la cha yo 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 me la he se he wa nu ta he he a a yo re a re ta she a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa she re yo he wa la he se ka a wa fo me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi ame me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he. Anu wa he me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a me he be wa. Re a he yo be me. He yo yo me wa me. Now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadi King, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da le he wa me me yo he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa cha be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he me he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo hai wa me. La yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo. He wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ta ha. Wa wa la yo yo he. Se a la a re yo. A la me pe a he. Wa he wa da la yo. He yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be wa he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka so a la a be he wa re la me, say la yo, me, say me. The Sadduqim, who left this day, the 24th day of Tevet, Rabbi Naftali Katz, Rabbi Yosef of Yampula, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the judgment and the advice. Rabbi Meir Eisenstadt, Rabbi Abraham Dov Beresh Flam, Rabbi Moshe Yosef Teitelbaum, Rabbi Shmuel Borenstein, Rabbi Abraham Shmuel Binyamin the Sofer, known as the Divrei Sofer, Rabbi Eliyahu, Eliezer Dressler, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Bliederman, known as the Lilover Rebbe, Rabbi Mordechai Gifter, and Rabbi Moshe Akiva Tikhonshinsky. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper, we will now connect to the meditation of the Ani meditation, which is available on the unique astrological times link. It's the last link on the page. Malhut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. The Netzach, ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet, yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Chesed. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Bina. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yea, ahini wa yo hey. Achma. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. We'll now say the two lines of the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say the abridged Kaddish. Itkadavit kadashime rabba. And may we all say amen. Be'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chaye chonu v'yome chonu v'chaye d'kol beit Yisrael. Ba'gala v'zman kariv. It barach v'ishtabach v'par v'romam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal v'melekutcha. Le'ela min kol birkata, v'shirata tushbechata, v'nechamata da'amiran bi'alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu bi'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, v'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Tonight's class is the writings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 14. Second column from the left. That opens to a landing page with a lot of the writings of the Ari. Please scroll down almost to the bottom where there is the Parsha Vayera. And there's only one link under that Parsha, which is knowing the real name of Hashem. That is our class for tonight. And I will start with the L'shem Yehud because we have grounded the energy in the last one. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu. Kabbalah teaches that even the patriarch's connection to Hashem wasn't on Moses' level. God spoke to Moses and said, I am Havaya, but I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as El Shaddai, God Almighty. And I did not make known to them my name, Havaya. It is true that what we say, that Abraham personified Chesed and Isaac personified Gevurah, does not refer to the arms of Zeranpin, as most of the earlier authorities of Kabbalah think. For if this were so, they could not couple, for how can two arms of the same partsuf couple? One of the innovations of the teachings of the Arizal is the description of the Sefirot as partsufim that couple. Rather, Abraham personified the states of Chesed within Ima, which descend into Zeranpin, while Isaac personified the states of Geburah within Ima. In this way, each is an independent part two. I am adding, remember a part two are faces that are composed of 10 complete sephirot and thus move relative to each other. This is similar to tubes within tubes, as spoken about frequently. Since they are both within Ima, it is difficult to understand how they can be considered independent partsufim. As Rabbi Shalom Sharabi writes on this passage, I did not merit to understand the question or the answer. Jacob personified both the states of Givurah and the states of Chesed within Abba that are present within Ema and descend into Zeranpin. Moses personified the exact same phenomena, but whereas Jacob personified Ema, which acts as an external garment around Abba, Moses expressed the internal aspects of Abba himself. The patriarchs achieved only a superficial consciousness of God relative to what Moses achieved. As will be developed further, the patriarchs achieved only a superficial consciousness of God relative to what Moses achieved. This is because the patriarchs perceived Hashem as he is revealed in the world, which is only a superficial revelation compared with the way God is revealed in the Torah, which is what Moses was able to comprehend. I am adding, I recommend to contemplate this paragraph prior to contemplating the next paragraph, which is also recommended to contemplate. Notwithstanding, Moses personified the back of the internal aspects of Abba, inasmuch as all aspects of Abba and Ema that enter inside Zeranpin are their backs, and the way the superficial parts of Ema conduct weekday affairs is only derived from their backs. God runs the world during the work week by infusing the seminal divine consciousness of Abba through its development in Ema into the source of human consciousness. Zeranpin, only a diminished version of the divine insight of Abba, can be transferred into the lower parts of Ema. Thus, it is referred to as its back. I am adding, it is recommended to contemplate the sound of your friend's voice when heard facing your face. Then when he and she or she faces your back, then within your friend's face is away from your front. Finally, when your friend faces away from you, while you turn near and face away from your friend, as you contemplate these different ideas and how the voice changes, you will find it quite illuminating. On Shabbat, the world's divine consciousness ascends and is not processed through the lower parts of Ema. Thus, you will note that my page is jumping, so give me a second to find myself again. Thus, you will note that the sum of the numerical value of the back, which is the Hebrew word achroim, of the name Av, which is Havaya spelled with Yud, is 72 at the level of Av. But the back, the number is 184 plus 161. These are the numerical value of the front and the name Echie spelled out with Yud, and is equal to the numerical value of Moses. In Hebrew, Moses is 345. The four ways the name Havaya is spelled out are associated with the four principal parts of Ema. The name referred to as Av has a gematria 72 and is associated with the parts of Abba. The next line is giving you that spelled out form. The The back of this name is the following, disappearing iteration. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, hey, then, which is spelled Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Yud-Vav-Yud-Vav-Heh-Yud, and that becomes 72. Then it is Yud-Heh-Vav, which is Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Yud-Vav-Yud-Vav, which becomes 57. What's disappeared? Is the last hey. Then what's disappeared is the last vav and hey, leaving yud and hey, which is spelled yud vav dalet hey yud and totals 35. And then finally the yud, which is yud vav dalet, which is 20. So the total of 72 and 57 and 35 and 20 is 184. The front of the name Eshiyeh, which is spelled out with yuds, is a simple spelling out of this name as follows. Aleph, which is Aleph Lamed Pei, which is 111. Hey, which is Hey Yud, 15. Yud, which is Yud Bav Dalet, which is 20, and Hey, which is Hey Yud, 15. The total is 161. Moses is the sum of the back of Abba as present in Ema. The name Eshiyeh is associated with Ema. Thus, Moses is the sum of the back of Abba as present in Ema. All of this applies during the weekdays, but on Shabbat, Moses reaches the consciousness of the shining of the face of the Partzufim. This is the significance of the numerical value of the name Moshe. For all that the forefathers reached was the consciousness of the name El Shaddai, God Almighty, referring to the Yesod of Abba or Ema. But my name, Havaya, as it was revealed to Moses, I did not make known to them, to other people, including the patriarchs. The name Havaya is God's proper name, as it is called further on, his explicit name. It thus indicates his real presence, his interest, his focus, and purpose in creating the world, his inner desire. In contrast, the name El Shaddai, God Almighty, refers to God, the creator of the world. The sages note that the word Shaddai can be interpreted to mean he who Shah said enough, die, to the expansion of the world at the end of the creation week. You will note that the initials of the forefathers' names also indicate that they only reached the consciousness of El Shaddai in two ways. First, the sum of the numerical value of the initials of the names Abraham, which is Aleph 1, Isaac, which is Yud 10, Jacob, which is Yud 10, and Israel, which is Yud 10, is the same as the numerical value of the name El, 31. El is spelled Aleph Lamed, 1 plus 30 is 31. And the final letters of the name Abraham, Mem, Isaac, Kuf, Jacob, Bet, transform via Atvash into Shaddai. Shaddai is spelled Shin Dalet Yud. Using Atvash, Mem becomes a Yud, Uf becomes a dalet, and bet becomes a shin. The patriarchs perceived God's presence in the world. Second, if you add the numerical values of the Aleph from Abraham, the Lamed from Isaac, the Lamed from Israel, the Hay that was added to Avram to form Abraham, the Shin which is substituted in the Book of Psalms for the Tzadi of Isaac, which is written there as Yishak, the Vav that is added on occasion to Jacob. Together with the three unit values of the three names of the patriarchs, the total is the numerical value of El Shaddai, 345. And the next line is demonstrating that, as is the next line demonstrating the numerical value of El Shaddai when spelled out. I am adding, the inconsistency of these letter choices gives us rise as one example of the criticism that you can make Gematria support anything. So as I was saying, the inconsistency of these letter choices, they're not really logical, give rise as one example to the criticism that you can make Gematria support anything, any truth, and any non-truth. It is also an example of intuition at work. To most people, to arrive at these results requires multiple iterations and guesses. To a tzaddik, their intuition works, and during the meditation, these inconsistencies are revealed. Thus, you have in these two calculations two allusions to El Shaddai, referring to Yesod of Abba and Yesod of Ima. It was to these levels that the forefathers reached. But as to the inner aspect of my name Havaya, I did not make it known to them. Furthermore, you will note that the numerical value of the initials of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is 21. The numerical value of the name Eshiyeh, which is associated with Ima, this further indicates that they did not reach the consciousness of the inner dimension of these parts of fame, the name Havaya. Only Moses did this. If you consider the patriarchs' four names, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel, stripped of their first and last final letters, the numerical values of the remaining letters is 976. The value of the phrase, the explicit name in Hebrew, literally Hashem HaMeforash. The explicit name is one of the ways the Talmudic sages refer to the name Havaya. Abraham in Hebrew, Avraham, is spelled Aleph Bet Resh He Mem, which becomes Bet Resh He when we drop the first and last letter, as a Gematria of 207. Isaac is spelled Yud Sadi Chet Kuf, which becomes Sadek Chet, or 98. Jacob in Hebrew is spelled Yud Ayin Kuf Bet, which becomes Ayin Kuf, which is 170. Israel in Hebrew, Yisrael, is spelled Yud Shin Resh Aleph Lamed, which becomes Shin Resh Dal Aleph, 501. Together, these four numbers total 976, as does the phrase or the word Hashem HaMeforash. This indicates that the inner dimension of what the patriarchs perceived, God's presence in the world, was what Moses perceived, God's revelation in the Torah. I am adding, it is important to note that Abraham at 207 is equal to the Hebrew word for light or secret as well as sod. The master of the universe, Adon Olam, is also 207. Isaac at 98 represents cleansing, which is appropriate for the left column, moving to become purified. Jacob at 170 is 10 times 17, a complete partsuf of the energy of good, which is Tov. And Israel at 506 is equal to 501 plus a kolel, or each of the revealed and concealed letters in the name Israel, represents the phrase unconditional love, Ahavat Hinom. It is this explicit name of God that Moses reached in all its aspects, which are indeed alluded to by the name Havaya, as follows. Please note that in this name, the sum of its front and its back is 976, which alludes to the levels of divine consciousness that Moses achieved. This level is called the explicit name, to wit. The yud of the name Havaya is associated with the name Av, 72. The hey with the name Sag, 63. And the vav with the name Ma, 45. And the final hey with the name Ban, 52. The sum of the numerical values of the fronts, these simple values of these names, is 232. The numerical value of the backs of these names are Yud is 184, He 166, Vav is 130, and He is 144. We saw above that the numerical value of the back of the name Sag is 184. If we perform the same calculation on the other spellings out of the name Havaya, we have, and I'm going to skip this, please. For you, it's beneficial to study these sections that I'm skipping. I'm scrolling all the way down to the words to summarize. The letter of the name Havaya, corresponding the spelling out to the value of the back, is 184. For the Yud, 166 for the hay, 130 for the vav, and 144 for the hay. The total is 624. The numerical value of these backs is the same as that of the word for will tread. In Hebrew, it translates as tidrach, as in the verse, every place upon which your feet will tread. Tidrach is spelled Taf Dalet at Resh Kuf, which represents 400 plus 4 plus 200 plus 20, or a total of 624. Yesod is oriented outward toward expressing the content to the lower levels. Thus, the sum of the front and back of these names, 232 and 624, is 856. But as is known, if we count these names, which correspond to the four letters of the name Havaya, together with the 10 letters used to spell each of them out, plus the kollel, we have an additional 15. As we have seen, three letters are always used to spell out the yud of the name Havaya. Two letters to spell out the he. Up to three letters to spell out the vav, and two letters to spell out the final he, for a total of 10. Thus, we can add 15 for each of the four names, or a total of 60, to the 856 number. The same applies to the backs of these names, meaning that we can add another 15 for each of the four names, totaling 60, such that the eight names give 8 times 15, or 120. When this is added to 856, we have 976, the numerical value of the explicit name, Hashem HaMavorash, of which Moses achieved divine consciousness in all its aspects, that is, the inner aspects. In contrast, as we said, the forefathers only reached consciousness of the name El Shaddai, referring to Yesod of Abba and Ima. The custom of this name is to extend forward, to extend outward. Yesod is oriented outward toward expressing its contents to the lower levels. They did not achieve the consciousness of the name Havaya, which is hidden inside, as God said, "This is my name forever." The sages point out that the Hebrew word for forever, le'olam, is spelled so that it can be read to hide in Hebrew, le'alem, meaning that the name Havaya is hidden. That's the end of the class. We're about out of time as well. Does anybody have any questions? I bid you all Shabbat Shalom, not Shabbat Shalom, but a good week, a week of peace. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Happy Secular New Year. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.